Yes, I just had two books that came out that I did for Sea Alaska Heritage. Sea Alaska Heritage's Baby Raven Reads program has recently won the Literacy Award from the Library of Congress. So these are part of those under the umbrella of all the books that they've done that are help promote Native like literacy, education, art, all of the above, of all the things that we can do to preserve our heritage of southeastern Alaska. Yeah, so on Saturday, we're going to be doing a painting that's at the back of the Woman Who Married the Bear book that was written by Frank Kitas. Or he adapted a traditional story. There's many, many versions of the woman who married the bear, like throughout many different cultures, actually. But so this is the Tlingit story. And so I chose to do the bear eye that's in the back, which is great because there's a lot of things going on with bears these days. I don't know if you know about all the national monuments and things like that. So it's kind of a good timing. So the woman who married the bear, we're doing the eye. And the reason that I'm doing that is because actually the technique that I use, I usually start on black canvas, which is really easy to paint on and make things look awesome. Like you can barely do anything at all and it's going to look good. So that's what I want to show people how to do is to how to paint with very little things. So we actually have just we're going to start with just primary colors and I'll show people how to mix those. And
working in acrylics or
yes, acrylics and acrylics dry really fast. I'm also just going to show how people can actually like take any kind of image that they have and kind of reproduce it and paint it. I'd like people to know that like with this style in particular, it's just a lot of lines, like straight lines for the most part too. So we're kind of curvy lines and I'm pretty sure everybody can write their names and do things like that. So if you have any experience in writing your name, you're very capable of painting. And so I'm kind of just showing, I would like to show people that every person is capable of creating something from their heart. And for me, from my heart, is talking about stories that are relative to our area.
And it's fascinating to hear you talk too about the inspiration for the illustrations using scenes in different places from around Southeast, different plants, and even some of the people from around Southeast that made it into these books.
Yes, yeah, I Merlin Bell, who's local from Petersburg, is one of my best girlfriends. That's her dad, and so I said to Holly, I was like, "Give me a picture of your dad. We're not going to tell him." And we had, and I painted him into the book, and so I wanted for people to pick up these stories and go, "Hey, these are stories from like today, and these are stories from 10,000 years ago." And I do have a lot of images of Petersburg and yeah, all over southeastern Alaska. The bear book I did a lot that related to my grandmother because my grandmother was a hunter and a trapper and a bush pilot, and she passed away flying one of her planes and so but she had dreamt about it the night before and had written down her dream and mailed it off to her sister that morning and part of the dream was that her dad was she saw her dad in her dream, and he was going or looking into the woods, going into the woods, and she could see that he was looking at somebody that was sleeping down next to a lake, and basically the next day, that's she got hypothermia and she passed away, and it was the same scene that she had seen, and so I'm trying to show also that there's like a lot of connection also between our own dreams and our real life experiences and our history, which is in these totems and our history of the ocean and you know, all of these things are connected and so I try to include that like, these are stories about 10,000 years ago. These are stories about my own family. These are stories about your family. These are stories about all of us. And so that's how I tried to do this.